Okay, Mike, so, howdy, I've been gone. Did you miss me?
We missed you a lot. It was just a dead episode last week.
Liar, liar, pants on fire.
Billy, we're a little lopsided this week.
Well, look, we're lopsided on the monitor.
Why?
Yeah.
All right, we'll fix it. We'll fix it.
We'll fix it.
Oh, wait, we got some.
10 minutes on the clock, please. I just want to say congratulations to Bill Buxton for winning that award.
Yeah, yep.
That's designer impressive.
Yeah, one of the big Designers of the Year award.
Yeah, best in the world.
That's amazing. And, of course, we're going to have him keynote.
Yep.
He was popular last year. He'll be back this year. And this just makes it even that more exciting.
I love it.
Yeah, great. So
we knew
we'd
win.
We're all looking forward to that.
Yes. So let's talk about Mix Online.
Yes.
This is a web conference. We have a whole mission around.
I love this entrance, by the way. We've never had this.
Oh, my gosh.
I knew we invested in that lift for a reason.
Stop laughing. Well, hello, Tommy Lee.
Isn't this the hot dog restaurant at Microsoft?
Yes, sir. It is. What would you like, sir?
And Tommy Lee, you can suck it.
There you go.
So one of your heroes told you to suck it.
The real Tommy Lee from a 90s band called Motley Crue. Told me to suck it on
Twitter.
So now I've officially arrived.
And the reason, by the way, is because you're at Tommy Lee, right? So you've basically
stolen. And you won't give it to him?
Well, no. I'm the real Tommy Lee. He can go do his own thing.
He can suck it.
Negotiations have begun, though, right?
Yeah.
Six figures, is that what you're expecting?
That's what I'm looking for. I'm looking to, you know, cash out and, you know, move to Tahiti or something like that.
Squat on Twitter. Yeah. That's a good idea.
Perfect.
So Thomas Lewis is our partner in crime.
You
he
bet.
And his team run the Mix Online team,
yes.
Which is a partnership with the Mix Conference.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about your team's mission?
Yeah, so Mix Online is sort of the community site that's sort of the sister brother site to our conference and conference site. And what used to happen was when the conference was done, we kind of took the front page of the conference site and made it sort of a blog, and it was primarily Joshua's blog, who is on my team. Super smart guy. And so we kind of had this really cool opportunity after the event, and we just were kind of sitting on it. And so back then I was talking with my manager, and we were like, you know, it'd be kind of cool if we sort of kept it going year round, and we sort of kind of took this different approach to how we traditionally do communities. Because at Microsoft, usually what we do is we, you know, we put up a website and we say, hey, what product are we going to talk about today? You know, mm-hmm. And then we kind of, you know, throw a lot of products. And we basically are talking to people who know our stuff already. So what we did was we said, well, let's kind of do like we do at the Mix Conference, where we talk to people who, you know, they're not the fanboy, fangirl base. They're people who, you know, yes, Microsoft is one of the many, you know, vendors that are out there, mm-hmm. that, you know, they're interested in what we're doing, but at the end of the day, they also have to work with other things. So they're going to work with WordPress. They're going to work with, you know, JavaScript. They're going to be all, you know, they're going to be kind of multifaceted. So what we did was we basically created a community site for those types of folks. And we kind of focus on a few things. One is that we do writings, mm-hmm. which, you know, is almost sort of becoming a lost art these days, you know, because we do more than 140 characters. But we talk about all kinds of things. And so my team writes opinion pieces, and we got an opinion on everything. You all definitely.
And that's actually
know
what
that.
I like about the site is that they are opinionated. They're not just fact based,
yes.
because a lot of the blogs just repost news or repost features or just report the facts. And you guys actually talk about the facts, talk about where things are going, and then you put your own opinion into it.
And they're not sanitized by PR.
Makes them a little controversial, makes them a good discussion.
Well, and it was interesting, too, because, like, for example, when we redid a redesign back in December, and one of the decisions we made was we're not going to support IE6. And it was kind of funny because internally people were like, well, what do you mean you're not going to support it? But we were like, nope, not supporting it. And so we got actually a lot of kudos out there. Like everyone on Twitter was like, oh my gosh, Mix Online says they're not going to support IE6. Mm-hmm. That's great. And, you know, or the people were like, I wish I could not support IE6. Mm-hmm. So we sort of think about things a little differently, very opinionated. One of the other things we do is we actually have articles written by people in the industry, especially like our speakers that come to the event, that aren't from Microsoft. And we think this is kind of a cool thing, right? Because not only do people go and get an industry perspective, but they're also getting a perspective that's not, again, entrenched in product.
Mm-hmm.
So it's someone who's going to talk about data visualization or micro formats or things like that. You know, we tell them when they write, you don't have to write about our stuff if you don't want to. We really want people just to get excited about the kind of topic overall. So we do these writings, which, you know, we absolutely love. The second part, which is even the more kind of fun part probably for my team, is we actually build stuff.
This is the cool part.
Yeah, so we build these labs, and this is very similar to kind of like live labs and office labs and the type of stuff they do. And it's kind of fun because typically when you see like a demo from Microsoft, usually it's a, hey,
halfway.
5 minutes still.
Oh my gosh.
It throws us off.
I was like, wow, 10 minutes
enough
ago.
Already.
Yeah, shorter every show.
Yeah, no kidding. Okay, so I better
talk faster.
So what basically we do is we say, instead of like trying to just show off product technologies and stuff, let's look at what's a scenario that people are interested in. So it could be data visualization. It can be avatars, for example, which is kind of the newest thing that we started working on. And let's build.
By the way, James Cameron did Avatar, I think.
Well, you know, he kind of mailed
it
in.
Don't try to co-opt it there, Thomas. By the way, that Avatar thing, very cool. Incarnate, if I'm remembering the name right.
Yeah, if you go to visimix.com and you go to the lab Incarnate, it's kind of cool because basically what Incarnate allows you to do is to say, hey, if someone is using Incarnate on a website, like a blog, for example, I can basically decide what avatar I want to use from all the different social networks. So if I want to use my YouTube avatar, I can do that. If I want to use my Twitter avatar, I can do it. And it's kind of cool because what we're finding is that people don't necessarily want to log in to things anymore. They're like, I don't want to have to give a name and a password. But when I'm leaving a comment, I do want to have my, you know, persona, which is my avatar, you know, there.
And I love it because you guys integrate with WordPress, which is to your point earlier.
Yeah, we have a WordPress plugin, so if anyone uses WordPress, you just add the plugin and boom, it's now working.
And the flow is great, right? You enter your email address and all of a sudden it says, hey, I found these avatars out on these existing systems. Which one would you like to use? I mean, you don't really have to do anything as a user. You're going to do what you already do, and then bang, here are your avatars.
Yeah, and what's kind of cool, too, is people are, you know, joking around with it. So, like, for example, I would like to believe Oprah loves what we do on Mix Online.
I'm sure she does. She's a big Tommy.
Gail does.
That's true. Well, I'm thinking, you know, maybe that's not actually her commenting. So we build those kinds of labs and projects and stuff. And then, of course, we give the source out to everybody, and we kind of talk about those scenarios. And then the other thing that we do is, you know, we go to a lot of kind of the non-Microsoft events and talk about, you know, topics. And again, you know, that's kind of cool. And then I would say, you know, why I'm here, we do a lot of work with, of course, the conference. And so, you know, I, you know, work with you all the time. So I'm part, you know, of doing keynotes. I've got people on my team who help put together, like, for example, the design sessions that people are going to see there. And we love doing that kind of thing. We also are going to have a pretty nice booth presence this year. So we traditionally don't do booths. And, well, we traditionally don't do anything traditional.
Right.
So we thought about, like, well, if we wanted to do a booth, how would we want to do it versus the traditional pipe and drape? And so we've come up with some really kind of cool, weird stuff. So I think that people who are coming to the event, you need to go to the Commons area, check it out, and we'll be doing some pretty fun stuff. So bring your camera. And also, too, we're going to be giving stuff away. We're going to give something in the bag, which I think is just very cool. It's a partnership with a partner we really love, and I wish I could say more, but I'd like to surprise people.
You guys are giving away stuff now. There's Easter eggs on your site.
Yes. Right. So we just gave out, we basically told people, sign up for our Twitter account. If you find the Easter egg on our site, which basically now you can go to the About page, you'll see our little mushroom man, our mascot. Click on him, and you'll see this kind of trippy video.
It's a trippy little video, but it's fun.
Yeah, and so we said the first person who finds it, you know, tells us from our Twitter account, you get a free pass to Mix.
And are you going to do more of these?
We are. So there's another one that's going out, and basically it's a create a data visualization of the content on Mix Online. Send it to us. If we think it's the coolest out of all the ones that we get, you're going.
That's cool. So it's not Tommy Lee, though. For this particular deal, it's Mix Online, right?
It's Mix Online, yeah.
So at Mix Online is the Twitter account.
Absolutely.
Follow that one, and you potentially can get these.
Yeah, and this is going to be stuff that we're going to do, you know, for a little while.
Fine.
So we've told people, like, you know, hey, just keep an eye out. We're going to kind of try to find these neat little things to do for it. So easy way for people to get a free ticket to the best conference.
And you guys, are you guys going to give sessions at MIX then on your projects?
Yes.
I know
yes.
you did last year.
Yeah, so we're doing that again this year. We're going to be talking with a lot of people. We'd like to figure out if people are interested in being a part of our projects. Yeah. So if people are interested in say, hey, here's a project you got coming up, and I'd love to build this piece of it, or I'd like to add to what you've done over here, we can have those conversations, and people can actually submit code and be a part of it, because we try to be inclusive, which again was the big MIX thing, or one of the big tenets of MIX was inclusiveness, and so definitely. We'd love for people to be a part of the stuff that we're building.
I also love that you guys go out, so it's not like you're trying to secretly draw the community in and then take over their minds, right? You're actually out there in the community. Mm-hmm. To your point earlier about the third parties that, wait a minute,
damn
I thought
it.
You were supposed to explode when that thing went off.